Next Chapter Podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Taylor Bailey, and I'm the coordinating producer on the Play On podcast series, Macbeth. I've also been working at Play On Shakespeare from the beginning of the project, so I thought it would be great to interview some of the folks who've been working not only on the podcast, but also on the translations of these plays from start to finish. Today, I interviewed David Molina, our composer, sound designer, and all-around music wizard you've been hearing every week on this podcast. We discuss his work, his inspirations, and get to hear a few clips of some of the other exciting projects he's working on right now.
Hello, my name is David R. Molina, and I was the composer, sound designer, effects foley, and final mix engineer for Macbeth. I also was the musician, the main musician, and played all the instruments except for the bagpipes.
Yeah, so you were a little bit busy.
Yeah.
You had a lot going on.
I ended up doing a lot of dialogue, cleanup, and processing as well. So yeah, I had my hands full.
Yes. So if I'm a listener and I'm listening to this series, what all in the soundscape is your doing? So what all different things am I hearing that you're touching?
So the first step, before I can even start incorporating the music and the sound design and the soundscapes, is I have to kind of balance all the voices so they're kind of at a similar level and just kind of sweeten them up so they sound better, a little bit more crisper, take out some of the any S's, harsh S's and T's. So I just make it sound really pretty and comfortable for the ears before it goes to the mastering engineer, who makes it even sound nicer. And then after that, I anything that is instrument, music, drones, ambient sounds, the sounds of the wind, footsteps, animals, clothes rustling, armor, horses, rumbles, moody rumbles, even like the sounds of doors and distant extra voices that you hear in the background, and just a lot of the effects processing, reverbs, delays for the witches, reverbs mm-hmm. to take us to different locations. So if we're in a cave with the witches, there's a little bit more echo and reverb there. Different spaces if we're in the chambers in a castle, or if we're in a tent. So there's a lot of like environment kind of effect processing happening with the actors' voices. So we know where they are and what's happening, either inside or outside.
Yes. So that is basically everything that we might be hearing when we're listening to it, that isn't the actor's voice that has been recorded, is stuff that you're doing. And even the actor's voice that you've recorded has you, like, you're touching that as well, because like you said, you're helping us out by giving us an understanding of where they're located by adding effects to their voices. And that has been such a cool thing to listen to, right? To you know, if I'm hearing their voice like approaching the tent, and then you hear the tent flap open, and then they come into the tent and their voice is much clearer. Things like that are all little elements that you're adding in there. Yeah. And anyone who's listened to the series can hear that is, you know, such a, the sound, the world that you've built around these people is so rich and so exciting. And I'm so excited to dig into that a little bit and talk to you more about that. You know, one thing I've said to a few people during these conversations is, you know, our work didn't really, we didn't really have much interaction through the process. So yeah. I'm really excited to kind of get to know you a little bit and understand the man behind the sound.
Thank you. It was definitely a very different process from doing live theater.
Yeah. Yes. I'm excited to get into that and talk about that a little bit. But so to start, I just kind of want to back up a little bit and get to know you and where you sort of entered from. And so where did you grow up, and kind of what about the culture of where you grew up is kind of leading you towards this kind of work?
So I'm the first born of two immigrants from El Salvador who came to the States in the early 70s. And English was not my first language. So, you know, doing Shakespeare in the past, my interactions with Shakespeare were very difficult because it was a very foreign language to me, and I never understood it growing up, you know, reading books or being assigned books in English class in junior high or high school. It was just something very foreign and very difficult for me to get into and understand, and just very not culturally, I couldn't relate to it. So that, you know, that was a big challenge. And I think that I approached it I got to learn more about this world, especially in this podcast and in another production I'm doing right now here in St. Louis, King Lear.
This is Michael Goodfriend, executive producer of the Play On podcast series. I hope you're enjoying this conversation with the creatives behind the scenes. To listen to the full interview, join the Play On supporting cast for just $5 a month, which by the time you hear this might be less than you'll pay for a gallon of gas. You'll get in-depth interviews featuring some of the most brilliant artists working today. You'll also enjoy ad-free episodes of the Play On podcast series. Subscribe today for $5 a month. Join the cast. Go to ncpodcast.com and sign up today. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Next Chapter Podcasts.